Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the ongoing purge after the failed July coup, Turkish authorities have fixed their sights on foster families. If authorities determine that the foster parents are dissenters, they'll remove the children. Bethany Christian Services' Bill Blackwire says basically, it's not a good move.
I think what would happen is that many of these children would end up in institutions, and by that I mean large orphanages. Their bond with their parents would be severed, and it would be a horrible psychological situation for a child.
Our first line of defense is surrounding Turkey's foster families in prayer.
Pray that the children would be protected and not separated from their parents for political reasons. And secondly, I guess to pray that these leaders would think through what this would cause.
And from hanging stockings to singing carols, Christmas time is just chock full of tradition. Pixie Christensen of Wycliffe, USA says traditions can bring families together. And she's wondering if maybe it's time for your family to consider a new tradition. Wycliffe USA has their Christmas catalog ready to go. And it's a great opportunity for your family to sit down and decide together where to give the gifts of joy and hope to someone in need. Christensen says the gift of God's word leaves an internal impact and can be your family's giving legacy.
Maybe they've heard about God. Maybe they've heard about Jesus and the sacrifice he made for us. But when they hear it in their language, it speaks to their heart. It speaks to their understanding so much better. They get it.
Details on both these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon Gifts for a Greater Co-Mission Purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog, too, to help ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. And where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the catalogs at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.